Hi there, it's your host, Kate Werning. And you know how we talk a lot about practice on this podcast? So the thing is, in order for something to be a practice, it has to be repeated, revisited, and patterned in to our lives. And we've been sharing a lot of practices here. We have 20 or more now at this point. And if you've been following us every week, there is no way that 20 new things have become patterned into your life. And also, that's not our intention. These practices, some will be profound and resonate with you, and others you can let pass you by. But I do think it's important for us to revisit the practices that seem like they could be of use to us. And for those of you who have engaged with us on Instagram at Healing Justice, you've seen that this week I've been on a journey of daily revisiting of a practice that was offered to us by Prentice Hemphill, who is the former Healing Justice Director of Black Lives Matter. And the practice was called Reflection on Belonging. If you want to look back for it, you can look for episode 13, Practice Reflection on Belonging. I've been doing that one every morning this week, and it is really providing a strong center to my week. But I want to share a different one with you as our first rerun of sorts this week. And this week seemed like the perfect time to invite us into revisiting some practice. Spring has recently come, more or less depending on where you live. I mean, it's snowing here this morning in Brooklyn, but it's starting to show itself, right? The change in weather. There was a full moon this past weekend signaling a new cycle. And also multiple holidays and faith traditions have been celebrating liberation, faith, resurrection, forgiveness, and new beginnings over the past week. And so what better time to invest anew in what we are becoming and to practice resetting, renewing, and rebirthing? Okay, so enough intro. Let's get to practicing together. And here we go. This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersection of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning. Each week, we share a conversation with a social justice leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of yourself and your people. This week, we spoke with Dr. Robin Henderson Espinosa, who is going to share a journaling practice with you. You will need something to write on and something to write with, maybe a cup of tea, and about 20 minutes to sit uninterrupted and be able to listen. So, hope you enjoy. Here's Robin.
So, I want to share a practice with y'all. I call it a spiritual practice because for me, getting in touch with the deepest parts of me is also about connecting with spirit. So about 2 years ago, when I finished my PhD, I realized that I was a thinking machine, that I lived in my brain, not in my body, and certainly not in my heart. But I found myself spending a lot of time with people who were asking questions of the heart and questions of the body. And certainly questions of the mind. So, you know, trained as a theologian and ethicist, I have read all the dead white guys. And one of the questions that I have been wrestling with since seminary, since the early 2000s, is a question that Thomas Aquinas asked. Thomas Aquinas, you may know, is a church father who recovered Aristotle's philosophy and is very much the sort of frame of Roman Catholicism. I'm not Catholic, but this question of Thomas Aquinas speaks to me. And the question is this: who is God and how do we know? But 2 years ago, I was really less concerned about whether or not God existed and more concerned about who I was in that moment. And how do I even know myself? So I bought a Moleskine. And every morning for 10 or 15 minutes, I just sat down. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And I asked myself this question, which is a modified question from Aquinas. The question is this: who am I and how do I know? I think for a lot of us, we don't know how to answer that question because we are fragmented. We are trying to meet productivity. We are trying to catch a bus or a train or get ourselves to work. We're trying to feed kids, make sure they have lunches for school, trying to get them to bed, and the list goes on. And we don't take the time to just sit with ourselves. And so for me, 2 years ago, I realized that I no longer knew my story. And I wonder if that's maybe your reality. In this society, and really the global society, we are not encouraged to be integrated. We are encouraged to be aggressive. We're encouraged to be self-protective. We're encouraged to not share our feelings. And I realize for me, who identifies most with my mind, that I no longer could feel my feelings. I didn't know how to feel. Which means that my interior life, those deepest parts of me, were likely not aligned with my lived practice or my social practices. So for me, over the past 2 years, what I have been doing is trying to provide greater alignment between my interior life, that is the question of who am I, and my social practices, my lived experience as a trans queer Latinx who is masculine of center. How do I create that alignment? How do I sustain that alignment? For me, it's been asking this question, who am I and how do I know? So I want to just invite you to put your phone on Do Not Disturb or turn it off, whatever works for you. Take a literal pen and paper and for 10 or 15 minutes, just sit with yourself. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Oftentimes I do this barefoot so that I can actually feel the material between my feet and the floor. And I try to see if I can feel the space between those material things. And I ask myself this question that I will ask you. Who am I? And how do I know? So if you've spent some time asking yourself, who am I and how do I know? It might have created some anxiety, because for many of us, we're not in touch with our story. You may have just started listing things about yourself, qualities, identity. But really the question is a deeper question. The question of who you are and how do you know is a question of becoming. We are all becoming. And we all are trying to find the plumb line that animates our very being. And so maybe tomorrow, if you decide to do this, you'll be less inclined to make a list of who you are and how you know. You'll be less inclined to name your identities. And you'll be able, maybe, to begin to unearth the roots of your story.
You just heard an original journaling practice from Dr. Robin Henderson Espinosa. Download the corresponding conversation with Robin to hear more. Access the practice notes and resources, learn more about upcoming conversations, and sign up to stay in touch at healingjustice.org. Follow us on Instagram at healingjustice. And this podcast is generously mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Cole Room, and intro and closing music gifted by Danny O'Brien. Remember, please subscribe, rate, and review in iTunes to help us continue this project. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.